Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Biology Revision Podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most fundamental topics in the OCR specification, levels of organization. This is topic 2.1, and trust me, getting this right is absolutely crucial because it underpins so much of what comes later in your biology course. Now, I know what you're thinking. It's just about cells and tissues, right? How hard can it be? Well, here's the thing. This topic appears deceptively simple, but examiners love to catch students out with precise wording. The difference between a grade 6 and a grade 8 often comes down to whether you say similar cells versus different cells in your definition of tissue. So let's make sure you nail every single mark available. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll journey from the tiniest structures inside cells all the way up to complete organisms. We'll look at real exam questions, I'll share the marking points examiners are looking for, and I'll give you some brilliant memory tricks that'll stick with you right into the exam hall. Ready? Let's dive in. Right, let's start at the very beginning, and I mean the very beginning, with organelles. Now, the most common mistake students make is confusing organelles with cells. Listen carefully. An organelle is a specialized subcellular structure. It's inside a cell. Think of mitochondria, ribosomes, the nucleus. These are organelles. They're like the organs of a cell, each with a specific job. Mitochondria release energy through respiration. Ribosomes make proteins. The nucleus contains genetic material. One organelle, one function. Got it? Brilliant. Now we move up to the cell level. A cell is the basic structural and functional unit of all living organisms. Every living thing is made of at least one cell. Animal cells, plant cells, bacterial cells. They're all cells, but they contain different organelles. Remember, organelles are in cells, not the same as cells. Next level up, tissue. Here's where students lose marks in exams. A tissue is a group of similar cells working together to perform a specific function. Let me repeat that. Similar cells, not different cells. Similar cells. If you write different cells in your exam, you lose the mark. Examples: muscular tissue made of muscle cells that contract. Epithelial tissue made of epithelial cells that cover surfaces. Glandular tissue made of gland cells that secrete substances. One type of cell grouped together one function. That's tissue. Now here's where it gets interesting. An organ is made of different tissues working together. See the difference? Tissue. Similar cells. Organ. Different tissues. Let's use the stomach as our case study because examiners absolutely love the stomach. The stomach is an organ. It contains glandular tissue that produces digestive enzymes and acid. It contains muscular tissue that churns the food. It contains epithelial tissue that protects the stomach lining. Three different tissue types, all working together to digest food. That's what makes it an organ. Moving up again, organ system. An organ system is a group of organs working together to perform a complex function. The digestive system includes the stomach, intestines, liver, pancreas, and more, all working together to digest food and absorb nutrients. The circulatory system includes the heart, blood vessels, and blood, all working together to transport substances around the body. Notice the key phrase, to perform a complex function. If you just say organs working together without mentioning the function, you might lose a mark. Finally, the organism. That's the complete individual, you, me, a cat, a tree. An organism is made up of one or more organ systems working together to keep the whole thing alive. So let's recap that hierarchy: organelle, cell, tissue, organ, organ system, organism. Each level builds on the previous one, getting more complex as we go up. Right, let's talk exam technique because this is where you can really maximize your marks. First, command words. If a question says, state the level of organization, your answer is one word. Just write tissue or organ. Don't waste time writing a full sentence. But if it says, define what is meant by tissue, then you need that full definition. A group of similar cells working together to perform a specific function. Second, the word different versus similar. This trips up so many students. Tissue equals similar cells, organ equals different tissues. Get those the wrong way around and you lose marks. It's that simple. Third, don't forget plants. Students often focus only on human examples, but plants have organs too. Roots, stems, and leaves are all plant organs. They're made of different tissues, xylem, phloem, epidermis, working together. If a question asks for an example of an organ and you've already used stomach, you could use leaf as your second example. Fourth, Be specific about functions. Don't just say the stomach digests food. Say the stomach produces enzymes and acid to break down food and muscular tissue churns the food. That level of detail shows the examiner you really understand how different tissues contribute to the organ's function. And finally, watch out for the mitochondria trap. Mitochondria is not a cell, it's an organelle. If a question asks you to identify a cell and you write mitochondria, that's zero marks, it's inside a cell. Okay, quick fire quiz time. I'll ask a question. You shout out the answer, ready? Question one, what do we call a group of similar cells working together? Answer, tissue. Question two, is the stomach a tissue or an organ? Answer, organ. Question three, name one type of tissue found in the stomach. Answer, muscular tissue, glandular tissue, or epithelial tissue. Question four, what level of organization is mitochondria? Answer, organelle. Question five, what's the correct order from smallest to largest? Answer, organelle, cell, tissue, organ, organ system, organism. How did you do? If you got all five, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review that section. Brilliant work. Let's wrap up with the absolute essentials you need to remember for your exam. One, know the hierarchy inside out. Organelle, cell, tissue, organ, organ system, organism. Practice writing it out from memory. 2-2 equals similar cells. Organ equals different tissues. Get that distinction crystal clear. 3. Use the stomach as your go-to example. Know the three tissue types, glandular, muscular, epithelial. Know what each one does. 4. Read the command word. State means one word. Define means full definition. Explain means give a reason. 5. Don't forget plants have organs too. Roots, stems, leaves, they're all fair game in exam questions. This topic is worth approximately 5% of your total GCSE marks, and it links directly to later topics on the digestive system, circulatory system, and plant structures. Master this foundation now, and everything else becomes so much easier. Thanks for listening, and best of luck with your revision. You've got this!